Report: New York pours $600 million into groups defying Trump's immigration policies. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2025. New York has spent $600 million of state and city tax dollars on organizations that work to defy immigration laws, obstruct federal law enforcement, and aid and abet illegal aliens, a report finds. According to a review of the spending by the New York Post, the governor's office, the state legislature, and City Hall in New York City have sent a tidal wave of cash into the grasping hands of non-governmental organizations that support illegal aliens. The report of spending found that a left-wing NGO called the Bronx Defenders has been the happy recipient of more than $500 million in handouts from New York City since at least 2009. Not only that, but the group also raked in another $32 million from various contracts with the state. The Bronx Defenders aren't the only ones. The paper discovered that Make the Road New York was handed at least $56 million to provide legal and health aid to illegals. Then there is the group New York Lawyers for the Public Interest, which got $19 million. The New York Immigration Coalition, NYIC, was handed $46 million of the taxpayers' money. All these groups have made repeated proclamations against the federal government, against President Donald Trump, against ICE, and against the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Murad Awande, the executive director of the NYIC, even said in an interview, New York City should not be in the business of carrying out Donald Trump's mass disappearance agenda, which is in fact illegal under our local laws. Of course, it is not illegal at all because local laws and policies do not supersede federal immigration laws. The group Bronx Defenders has also spent some of the free money given to it by the government to lobby that same government to pass more sanctuary laws and policies. State leaders are not powerless against the federal administration's mass deportation agenda, the Bronx Defenders wrote on X on June 11. We have a couple ideas: pass New York for All and Dignity Not Detention now, before it's too late. State leaders are not powerless against the federal administration's mass deportation agenda. pic.twitter.com/ardo89tka. The Bronx Defenders, at Bronx Defenders, June 11, 2025. Granted, New York is not alone. The same scenario is playing out in every blue state, where state and local governments are handing over hundreds of millions in tax dollars to support NGOs that work against American laws and interests. The same thing has been occurring in Congress and in past presidential administrations as well. It is one of the major reasons why the Trump administration shut down USAID. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.